You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday. God bless you. Happy Tuesday to you. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Tuesday with me as we together study the word of Almighty God. This is part two of what played yesterday. It's a sermon on the false prophet. I've called him the super duper. Like that old figure of speech, you've been duped. So this guy is the king of duping people, and this is part two. The sermon, if you'd like to watch the video, is uploaded on Island Community Church's YouTube page. You'll find it on there, and it'll be available on demand, too, right here on this radio station that you've tuned in, be it WWBC or WMIE. If you go to the On Demand on the app, you'll find this program from yesterday and today. This is part two. I invite you guys to church tomorrow night, Wednesday night, my associate pastor, Darren Solana, starting a brand new Bible study in the book of Jude, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you. Okay, here we go. This is part two of this message, The False Prophet. Verse 14 goes along with this. Let me read verse 14 from my Bible translation. It reads a little bit different. If you guys want a copy of my Bible, let me know. It's from the majority text. Majority of all the Greek manuscripts. Revelation 13, 14. Ready? This is the Apostle John speaking, who wrote the book of Revelation. He deceives my own people who dwell on the earth. Now, most translations say he deceives those that dwell on the earth. Most Greek manuscripts read, he deceives my own people. He deceives my own people that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do, saying to those that dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast. You can write in your margin there. That's my word picture to remember. Image is Frankenstein. Now, John Hagee calls him the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. A modern day Terminator. If you ever seen that movie before, there's no stopping this guy. He deceives my own people that dwell on the earth by the signs which were given to him to do, saying to those that dwell on the earth to make an image, Greek word icon, image to the beast who had this wound of the sword and came to life. This guy's going to die. He's going to be resurrected again in front of everyone. Like I said, if the correct reading is he deceives those who dwell on the earth, then to me he's talking to unbelievers. But if my translation is right, and I believe that it is, if you guys have a New King James Bible, you'll notice a footnote there. You'll see a capital M, and it says my own people. So it's not just me. I'm not crazy here. I don't just willy-nilly come up with my own interpretation of this. He deceives my own people. Who was he talking about when he says he deceives my own people? Either Christians or those that don't know the playbook, I guess. There's a remote chance he's talking about Jews when he says my own people, him being Jewish. Question. When was the last time you personally saw someone call fire down out of heaven? In all my years at the radio station as a manager, they would have assorted fruitcakes on the radio who said, I'm calling fire down out of heaven, 5 o'clock. And the guy would pack the house. The phone would ring off the hook. But anytime I had Billy Graham on the radio and something in the equipment broke and he didn't play, nothing but crickets, man, crickets. Phone wouldn't ring once. Greatest evangelist in the last century. But you're going to call fire down out of heaven at 5 o'clock, bring your wallet? Phone ring off the hook. This is the kind of thing, this is what I'm talking about. He deceives everyone that dwells on the earth. When was the last time you saw someone call fire down out of heaven? So, Jesus warns us, watch out for this guy. All right, point number four. The false prophet is very, very powerful. Verse 15, let me read that from the King James Version. Listen to how this reads. He, that's this man, he had the power to give life. All right, what day is today? The 16th. 16th of November, year of our Lord, 2025. How many people in this church knew that someone other than God was going to be granted the ability to give life to something or someone? See, this is why he says, better watch out for this guy. Now, who knows what this thing is? I don't know. Maybe it's just some kind of robot or something. Maybe he didn't understand what he saw. Remember, John was transported into our time, you know? Maybe he didn't quite understand it. But the image I get of someone kneeling over, someone pinching their nose, like he's giving a mouth-to-mouth, breathing into this guy, and up he comes, and he's alive. Whoa, what a time to be on earth, huh? Again, verse 15. He had the power to give life unto this image of the beast, so that the image should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Now, some translations say breath instead of life. Greek words pneuma, proper name for the Holy Spirit. Hagios pneuma, spirit, breath, life. Think about that. He has the power to give breath to this modern-day Frankenstein monster. More on that in a moment. Let's stop. Look at this image here for a minute. The image of the beast. The Bible says that they worship the image. Image is the Greek word icon, like an icon on your computer screen. Probably a word in Greek I've done more study on than any word. An icon is an exact representation of an original. Like the reflection of the sun on the water is the icon. Jesus is the icon of God. That's Colossians 1:15. He is the icon, he is the image of the invisible God, firstborn over all creation. Pastor John Hagee calls him a modern-day Terminator. I call him Frankenstein. Now, number five. Number five is my opinion. The false prophet will call himself Elijah the prophet. He'll call himself Elijah. Great significance for Jewish people still waiting. If you went to a Jewish celebration at Passover, they have an empty chair and a door open. Because they're waiting for Elijah to come back. They're expecting, they leave, they like the Motel 6, instead of leaving the porch light on for them, they leave the door open and leave a seat for him. Because they believe Elijah's coming back. The false prophet will call himself Elijah. The false prophet will call fire down out of heaven just like Elijah did. We know for a fact this man will do the same thing. I believe the false prophet will claim to be Elijah the prophet as he does it. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, they say, right down the street from these evil two guys are two other mysterious people called the two witnesses. You can read about them in Revelation chapter 11. And I am willing to bet with you, that one of these two witnesses is the true Elijah. So get this, here you are on earth at the same time, going on at the same time, right down the street here on King David Boulevard. You've got the real Elijah. And right down the street here, you've got the counterfeit. All on the earth. All at the same time. I believe in their lifetime. Wow, what a time to be alive. And the false one will go to the Bible to prove who he is. Because this last word's written in the Old Testament, where God says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah before the day of the Lord comes." So, the real one, I don't know what he does, at least when it comes to this. The false one can point to the Bible and say, "Look, I am Elijah, and to prove that to you, I am going to call fire down out of heaven. And I'm going to kneel down to this Frankenstein down here, pinch his nose, and I'm going to breathe into this thing the breath of life." And that's why Jesus said, "Man, oh man, you better watch out for this guy here. This guy is the mother of all." You know, I mean, this Antichrist gets all the press. All the movies are made about him. He gets all the press, right? Everything, all these fantasy books, movies, stories. But you never hear any. This guy is the real power behind the end of the age. Church, the knowledge in your head is priceless. Imagine this in your lifetime. Here's a few more scary facts about this false prophet here in verse 15. Again, he's got the power to give life to the image so that the image should speak and cause as many as would not worship it to be killed. These lying wonders will deceive the world. Hook, line, and sinker. Call fire down out of heaven. Kneeling over the image. Breathing into him the breath of life. Again, what a time to be alive here. All right, so that was point number 6. He had the power to give life. He has the power to give life. If you don't like the word life, then substitute the word breath if that makes you feel better. Same result, right? I mean, this guy's got the power to make this inanimate object or person alive. Point number 7, your money or your prestige can't save you. Your money's not gonna do you any good. That's verse 16. He causes all, the small, the great, and the rich. Catch that phrase, the great and the rich, the great and the rich. He causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and slaves, that they should receive a charagma, a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. So again, there's these two words, great and the rich, the great people, and the rich people, meaning your prestige is not going to save you here. You can't buy your way out of this, whether or not you're Donald Trump, Mark Zuckerberg, especially Mr. Elon Musk, and all the Christian haters, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Bill Nye, Science Guy, and all the other unbelievers, or Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, all you government bureaucrats. Politics is not going to save you. You can't, there's no way escape from this. Your prestige won't save you.
There's no buying your way out of this. Number eight, the false prophet will issue the mark of the beast. Hey, the false prophet will deceive billions. Hey, that's number nine. You're fired. I'm only kidding, really. Boy, I'll pay later for that. Huh? Yeah, I iron my own shirt. Now you got me to turn red. Good job. I'll read it like I've got it. The false prophet will issue the mark of the beast. Not the Antichrist. This guy does it. This guy does everything. This Antichrist, he's got, it's all Hollywood. He's just a figurehead. He's just a political. This is where the real power is. It's this guy here. This guy is the one that should be commanding all your attention, not the Antichrist. Really, Jesus Christ should be commanding all of our attention. But if you're alive and around at this time, then it certainly helps to have tomorrow's newspaper, doesn't it? Good Lord, he's given you. I mean, this is like going to Hialeah with win, place, and show of every race. They'd get tired of seeing you at the window when you give them another ticket. What, you again? Can you see that? Hitting every trifecta of every race? Win, 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 win. He's given us all the answers in advance. So the false prophet issues the mark of the beast. Verse 16, he causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, bond, that they should receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one can buy or sell. Look at that. It's not a religious mark. It's an economic mark. But to go to Publix, Home Depot, sell in your business. It's an economic mark, not a religious mark. So that no one can buy or sell except he that has this charagma is the Greek word. It means an engraving or a mark or a stamping on something. You know, kind of like a tattoo. Or back in the old, super old days for me, when you went into somewhere you shouldn't have gone, they'd put a stamp on your hand. Something like that. The result of the mark, other than signing your own spiritual death warrant, because there's no turning back, you can't take it and say, oh, my bad. The result, you can buy or sell. You can conduct business in this world. We are so close to this happening today. We've seen different forms of this in the past 3 years with COVID and the COVID vaccine. Let's change the words of this and show you what I mean. Now, for 2,000 years, you couldn't have read this sentence this way. No one can buy or sell without the vaccine. It was laughable for 2,000 years. But not anymore. And this subject's completely off limits for the brain trust in this world. But you and I are not ignorant over what's going on. My Bible warns me about this time. You weren't allowed into stores without a mask. You weren't allowed into a country, right, Bill, without a vaccine. Bill travels to Israel all the time. Once that came out, that's it. No more traveling. And I remember the day they lifted it, he went back to Israel. Now, if you want to get that, that's fine. That's your prerogative. But to do it because the government has forced you to do it, that's what makes it wrong. You've got all the right to do that. I'm not saying anything bad about a vaccine. I'm saying we've come to the time now where the government can force you to do something in order to buy or sell. That's all I'm trying to say. We've arrived at that time now. We've arrived at that time. First time ever, like I said, you could switch out the word mark and insert the word vaccine, after 2,000 years, it finally makes sense. Watch. No one can buy or sell except he who has the vaccine. Or better yet, because remember, this is a one world government. No one can buy or sell except he who has the World Health Organization's, the WHO. And I don't mean Pete Townsend. The WHO. No one can buy or sell except he who has the World Health Organization's vaccine. Church family, again, don't do something because the government tells you to do it. Now, in Canada, when this happened, they were freezing people's bank accounts who refused to get the vaccine. All I'm saying is that we've come to the time now where the technology is here for this kind of stuff to happen. Where the government, and they were talking about in New York doing this too, freezing your bank account if you didn't do what the government told you to do. So, okay, number nine. Number nine I have is the false prophet will deceive billions. Number eight on your paper. Funny, huh, Jeff? The false prophet will deceive billions. He deceives those that dwell on the earth. Like I said, only eight people survived with Noah. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs. Look, you can change a small portion of this right in your own significant world. The Apostle Paul's enemy said about him, "We found this man to be a plague." May the same be said about you and I today in this evil world. Let God use you during these last days to spread the truth of His word to others. You know plenty. You guys are loaded for bear. You know Jesus is not coming back on the 310 train from Yuma. Lastly, point number 10. God commands you to solve the mystery of His name or number. Verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding, I'd say, are you smarter than a sixth grader? Might not understand it yet, but the time's going to come. Let him who has understanding calculate. Some translations have the word solve. Get out your pen, your pencil, with your eraser, and your legal pad. See, when the time comes, you'll be able to understand this. We just can't now, but... Again, verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, hold on a minute. Let me ask these kids. All right, we got some 15-year-olds here. Do they still teach what Roman numerals mean in school? They don't. All right, Carol, there it is. Just for giggles for myself. Number 11, who remembers their Roman numerals? D is what? 500. 500. C is what? Huh? 100. 5, 6, L is what? 50. X is what? 50. 5, 650, 660. V is? I is. Now, it might not make sense now, but, and of course, that's in Greek. In Greek, it's the words, letters, chi, xi, and stigma. But that's the equivalent here of what that would look like in English. It doesn't make sense now, but the time is coming when we're going to be able to understand something like that. That's how this reads here. Each letter has a numerical equivalent in these original languages. That's just an example of what 666 would look like in English. That's what I'm just trying to do here. And the Bible says it's the number of a man. Some translations say it's the number of man. Not a man, but man. Solve and calculate. Man. Always falling short of the glory of God. The number seven is the number, it's God's number in the Bible. Number of completeness or perfection. Man's number in numerology in the Bible, six. Created on the sixth day, works 6 days. Falls short of the glory of God, falls short of perfection. Always striving, always falling short. One last statement here this morning regarding this false prophet. I believe he's going to say his name is Elijah. It's very important to remember this. I believe he's going to say his name is Elijah. And he will attempt to prove who he is by calling fire down out of heaven. What a time to be alive. I leave you today with, is your name in the book? Is your name in the book? And when he returns, as we see in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, will you rejoice or will you wail? Let's pray. Okay. Lord, we praise you here this morning. We thank you for your word. Thank you for opening our eyes to the truth. Lord, I pray for everyone here today. Young and old, everyone in between. May we just take to heart here these great truths that you've shown us today. And we believe the time is going to come sometime in the future when we're going to refer to this list here. We pray that you'd use us during these coming days, weeks and months and years, if we've got years left to us, to help and share these truths with others. We praise you now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'll leave you guys. You can kill that. Thank you. We'll be back in Romans next week. For whatever reason, I was just compelled to preach that today. And hope you guys appreciated that word and that you'll keep these things, keep them in your Bible for a future use sometime. I leave you with this blessing here out of Ephesians chapter 3. It says, now to him who was able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And the church family said, amen. God bless everyone. Have a great week. We'll see you back soon.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.